Grab your lunch and get ready to listen to conversations that connect, communicate, and collaborate with our local Catholic community. You're listening to Epiphany. Here's your host, communications evangelist and certified life and leadership coach, Vanessa Denha-Garmo.
It makes the summons clouds today here in Southeast Michigan on this Thursday, October 2nd. A high of 76 degrees today. It'll be sunny tomorrow on Friday, getting up to a high of 87 on Saturday and 84 on Sunday and 84 on Monday. So sunny skies for the next several days. And then we're going to see some rain and lower temperatures later in the week starting on Tuesday. So enjoy the last of the summer temperatures here in Southeast Michigan. We have three guests joining us here today, so it's a very packed hour. Our own Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, produced by EWTN, will be with us. And we'll be talking about Italy. She's on a pilgrimage right now with women and the new evangelization. But we're also going to be talking with her about standing up and speaking out against things going on in the world today that go against our faith. So we'll be talking about the NFL and their halftime performance. We'll also be talking about Netflix and two programs that they have geared towards children that are pushing transgenderism on children at a very young age. So one is called The Babysitter's Club, and the other one is an animated series. And Elon Musk has led the charge to get people to cancel Netflix. His millions upon millions of followers he's reaching out to on social media, encouraging people on X to cancel Netflix because of their ideology. In fact, what is being reported is that the writer of one of the children's series, in the animated one, was one that actually publicly mocked Charlie Kirk right after his assassination. So, we'll talk with Teresa about that and so much more. Timothy Pruse will be joining us here today. He is the Wayne Chapter Director of Right to Life Lifespan. We'll talk with him about Lifespan Cider Walks on October 4th, reminding people of the National Life Chain on October 5th, and feature Lifespan's Pro-Life Legislative Breakfast on October 18th. So, several events coming up. We'll talk with Timothy Pruse about. And then Jack Krasula, regular guest of Epiphany, talking with us about the Anything is Possible speaker series. The next one coming up at St. John's Resort on October 9th with Father Steve Mateja is going to be the keynote speaker. So Jack Krasula will be joining us here on Epiphany on this Thursday afternoon to talk with us about the Anything is Possible speaker series. So a lot to talk about here, but we got to take a break because there's so much to get in this hour. And when we come back, Teresa Tomeo will be with us. Don't go away.
Gather with local business professionals for a morning of inspiration at the Archdiocese of Detroit's 32nd Annual Mass for Commerce. Mass will begin at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, October 22nd at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, followed by a time of networking over a hot breakfast. A free will offering will be accepted at the event, or you can donate online when you register by clicking the events tab at aod.org. That's aod.org.
My dad, sharp as a tack, but getting him out for a dentist trip got harder every year. When he moved to the senior residence where he lives now, Dr. Mansour's portable dental service was a godsend. Dr. Mansour comes to wherever the homebound patient may be, whether in a nursing facility or the comfort of home. All the services you'd expect in a dentist office brought straight to the patient's door. Call 586-873-5567. That's 586-873-5567 or portabledentalservices.com.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, this is Ed Behura with Silva Learning Centers. This is one of our many 5-star Google reviews.
I would like to take the time to thank all of the staff at Sylvan for helping my daughter achieve her goal of attending the University of Michigan Ann Arbor. with a full scholarship. My daughter has been able to maintain all A's in math and increased her SAT score by 200 points as a result of attending Sylvan.
To learn more, call 1-800-EDUCATE or visit sylvanlearning.com.
And we're back here on Catholic Connection. Having a little bit of technical issues connecting with Teresa. She is in Italy on pilgrimage with women in the new evangelization. And so sometimes we have technical issues, and it happens. We're going to pray that we can connect with her. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We hope we can connect with T soon. And we have so much to talk with her about. And some of the things that I want to talk to you about, and I can't wait for T to weigh in, is Italy is going to reinstate October 4th as a national public holiday in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, nearly 50 years after the date was removed from the calendar. And I love this. I was actually on pilgrimage with Teresa and corporate travel last year with my sisters, and it was so wonderful for Dolce Fide around this time of October. And I visited Assisi with Teresa. I went a couple days ahead of time. And stayed with Deacon Dom and Teresa, and we visited Assisi. St. Francis of Assisi was my dad's favorite saint, and in fact, his prayers on the back of my dad's prayer card at his funeral. And so it's going to be wonderful to talk with Teresa about that as well. If you've never been on pilgrimage, I really encourage you to do some research. Reach out to Teresa, especially when it comes to Tease Italy and corporate travel, wonderful partners of ours here on Ave Maria Radio. They're fabulous. They do a fabulous job on their pilgrimages. And so T's here with us. T, sometimes when you're in Italy, it's hard to connect. So happy to have you on.
Oh, my gosh, it was crazy. So literally, we just walked into our hotel room in Rome. You wouldn't believe the traffic. We spoke with our friend John Hale the other night, and he said Rome is busier than it was in the summertime at the height of everything with the Pope and Carlo Acutis and the traffic. It must have taken us a half an hour to get maybe three blocks. So I ran into the hotel room and tried to make sure we got a connection. But here we are. I'm here.
How are you? Well, I just announced I'm doing wonderful, and I just was talking about Italy reinstating October 4th as a national public holiday in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, nearly 50 years after the date was removed from the calendar. Very cool. So tell us about this, T.
Well, it is very cool because next year, the reason they're doing it is because next year is the 800th anniversary of the passing away of St. Francis. So next year, if you think the Jubilee year is busy here in Italy and Rome, next year is going to be even bigger, and they're planning all kinds of different events around his feast day, which is October 4th, as you mentioned, because it is the anniversary of a huge anniversary of his death. So it is going to be very exciting. They'll have special events. They'll have a lot of things centering on Assisi, of course, in Umbria near where Deacon Dom and I live. But also so many other towns that are associated with Francis, which would be Rome, Greccio, which he started the first Christmas crush, and then also, of course, Spoleto, where he had a powerful experience in terms of realizing that God wanted him to be in a different type of army, God's army versus, you know, the Pope's army. It's an interesting story. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. Liverna, where he had the stigmata, where he received the stigmata in 2024. Last year, it was the 800th anniversary of the stigmata that Francis of Assisi received, and now next year will be the 800th anniversary of his passing. So pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, very exciting. And you are in Italy right now, and before I switch gears to talk about other issues, I want to talk about women in the new evangelization and the pilgrimage you're on now and the one you're going to be taking soon, shortly after this one. So tell us how that's going, T.
Yeah, everyone arrived safely. We came down from our place in Umbria with Kelly, who stayed with me for a few days, and we met the group. And just fantastic ladies from all over the country, Michigan. Some of the people that were on our trip, remember Pat Schaefer, who's a big supporter of corporate travel.
She's here. Uh-huh. I miss you, Pat. Give her a hug for me.
I will, because we were talking about you today, and she loves your show. She listens all the time.
I love her. Thank you, Pat.
So we've got ladies from all over the country, Michigan, Ohio. Of course, Kelly brought a whole contingency from Minnesota. We've got California. We've got Texas. We've got New Jersey. So, you know, it's like a Miss American contest. All over the place.
That's awesome.
We're in Rome for 2 days. We went to St. Paul outside the wall today and walked through our first holy doors, which was amazing. And now tomorrow we have a walking tour of St. Peter's Basilica, walking through those holy doors. and then we have a mass in the morning, and then we're getting also a private tour of the Sistine Chapel in the afternoon with just us, which is pretty phenomenal considering the crowds. But that's the kind of treatment you get when you work with corporate travel. And then after Rome, we head up to Florence, which will be beautiful, two nights in Florence, and then we're going over to one of my favorite areas, the north in the Lake District, to Lago di Garda, di Sanzano, which is a beautiful town along southern Garda in the Lake District in northern Italy, and we're going to go to the shrine that's on the cover of my book, Madonna della Corona, way up in the mountains. So we're going to that shrine.
Exciting. What a gorgeous cover, too, T. I love it.
Yeah, isn't that pretty? Yeah, that place is
beautiful.
Amazing. And then we'll end up in Venice. We'll end our trip in Venice.
So beautiful places. And so that's the Women in New Evangelization. And then coming up, you have another pilgrimage coming up shortly after that.
Yes, we have a La Dolce Fide.
Which I went on last year.
Yes, and this one is more geared toward marriage. So we're celebrating marriage with the saints of Italy, so it's couples. And so we're going to be learning about Blessed Jacoponi from Todi and his wife, and also St. Rita of Kasha, who's a saint that was very much involved in intercessory prayer for married couples over the centuries, because she has a real amazing story. And, of course, St. Francis and several other saints that we're going to be learning about. And we'll spend 2 days in Rome and then spend the rest of the time going all over Umbria. We'll be 4 days in Todi, so we'll go all over Umbria to the different sites, learn about the saints. We're going to be doing wine tastings. We're going to be going to Perugia for Mary's Ring, which is there at San Lorenzo Church. And then we'll be coming back to Rome for the end of the trip.
That's so beautiful, Chi. It brings tears to my eyes because I was remembering being with you last year. And I know that a couple that was with us last year will be on this trip with you again. And that's Karina and her wonderful husband, Fred, will be there. So, so exciting. Definitely one of my favorite trips of a lifetime. It was so beautiful. And I was just saying before you connected with us, if you've never been on pilgrimage, especially to Italy, reach out to T in corporate travel and find out when the next one is, because this is something everyone should go on pilgrimage.
Yeah, it's very special when you have these events that are larger than life in the church. And it's interesting, when Kelly and I started Wine, we did our first pilgrimage for Wine 10 years ago, 2015. Remember, they had the special Jubilee
then?
And so we did that trip, and now here we are 10 days later. Or 10 years later, excuse me, with another pilgrimage. So it's very exciting. And to see the women having that mass at St. Paul outside the walls, and a lot of women haven't been here before, a lot of people here for the first time, and realizing that not only St. Paul but St. Timothy are both buried in St. Paul outside the walls.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful guy, Daniele, who has a PhD in art history and archaeology, and who described the mosaics. And in St. Paul outside the walls, and if you recall, at the top, they have all the different medallions of the popes in a giant mosaic.
So beautiful.
And so they still have an empty spot regarding Pope Leo that they're working on it. And he showed us, he was in the Vatican laboratory last week, and he saw the medallion that they're about to work on, which will have the image of Pope Leo that will go up next on the walls of St. Paul outside the walls. So it's pretty exciting to be here and very special to walk through the holy doors.
So how beautiful, T. Pray for us while you're there. We appreciate
of course.
Prayers. We're going to switch gears a little bit, T. You and I have been talking a lot about standing up and speaking up out against some of the stuff going on in the world today. You had wonderful commentary in EW10 Radio Extra the other day in the 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour. I happen to be talking about similar stories on Epiphany that same day. And I just want to just keep people abreast of what's going on. So Elon Musk has started this huge campaign to cancel Netflix because of a couple programs they're now producing geared towards children that are promoting transgenderism. One is a cartoon, one of them is a babysitting series, and now it's being reported that Netflix has lost $15.1 billion in market value since users began canceling subscriptions in protest of its, quote, woke content. Now, Elon Musk is using his huge X platform with millions upon millions of followers to really lead this campaign. I saw some of the clips from these shows, T. It's just disgusting and outrageous. And one clip of the cartoon was two women in a romantic embrace, almost sexual embrace.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is geared towards, keep in mind, this is being marketed to children. Now, from what it's being reported, the writer of this one particular series on for cartoons geared towards children, they're actually targeting 7-year-olds, by the way. That's what they're saying.
Oh,
it's for 7-year-olds. And he actually came out right after Charlie Kirk was assassinated and basically was mocking Charlie Kirk. So this is the writer of this series, mocking Charlie Kirk, and Netflix is allowing this kind of programming. It really is frustrating because I know they put out some good documentaries and good shows, and why are they really isolating majority of Americans who do not believe in this ideology? We know that they are in the minority, but yet they're allowing them to use such a large platform to push their agenda. Speak to this, T.
I think it's a pushback because of all the huge positive fallout. You hate to think of a positive fallout from someone's assassination, but the positive impact.
Yeah.
And the ripple effect of what it meant to lose someone as powerful and, you know, as gifted as a debater, a Christian brother in the Lord as Charlie Kirk, someone who gave people with whom he strongly disagreed, he gave them a platform and he treated them respectfully and with dignity, never called them names, even would tell people in the audience to quiet down if people were booing, you know, toward the liberals who were trying to challenge him. Because there was such a huge, huge, people just responded in such a massive way. That memorial was phenomenal. The millions of followers, in addition to the millions he already had, you and I were talking about this the other day. So there's been so much positive result from Erica Kirk, the way she forgave her husband's assassin. So many people spoke to Jesus. The word of Jesus for hours and hours and hours was on the international airwaves. Think about that. And I think this is the left and those who are atheists or agnostic and hate Christians and Christian values, they have to push back somehow. That's why I think they came up with Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl halftime at the show. Again, someone who wears dresses and who dresses as a demon in his videos and whatnot, not exactly family-friendly material. And now you have this movement on Netflix. But I think, if anything, we realize how powerful our voices are. In addition to what Musk is doing, look at the fallout from people who aren't as large as Musk when it came to Senator Dick Durbin agreeing to accept this Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
Catholic Vote started a petition against that, reaching out to Supich, and they had, I think, well over almost 40,000, maybe 40,000 plus signatures. And if you read one of the articles in the Pillar yesterday, so many bishops called the office, called the USCCB, and said this cannot happen, even if they didn't speak out publicly. They were demanding a response from the USCCB. They were telling Bishop Broglio, the head of the USCCB, to put out a letter. And so our voices do matter. And I bet you those calls, with all due respect to our hierarchy and the ones who didn't put out formal statements like Cordiglione and Pabrocchi and others, I bet you those bishops were calling on behalf of the people in their diocese who were complaining, so you better speak up and do something. So the lesson to me in all of this is that we have a voice and there's a groundswell of support. Even if people aren't, let's say, overtly Christian, there's a groundswell of support for goodness and treating people fairly and with dignity and being worried and concerned about children and making sure we're upholding family. And I think the left is imploding and they're acting, you know, so horribly in so many ways because they literally don't know what else to do. And I think it's a desperate move to try to keep what they have with the culture because they're losing it.
Yeah, you know, T, you make so many valid points, and you may not think your voice matters. It really does. And in terms of the NFL and this so-called, quote-unquote, family-friendly program, which is Affleck's halfway time show, is not, what I want to know is how can the NFL even think of giving a platform, one of the biggest American platforms in our country, you know, to a person who even has openly said, I don't ever want to perform in America again? I mean,
yeah, what a hypocrite. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to perform in America except when he makes a gazillion dollars at the Super Bowl. He'll make this one exception. I mean, it's so hypocritical. And who even, this man doesn't speak any English, and this is not to affront any of our immigrants that come over. Your parents came over. My grandparents came over. We're all from immigrants, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is this should be something that is good for all people, that all people who are watching the Super Bowl, which is a massive audience, can appreciate. Not that we're saying that we can't have, you know, someone of Hispanic descent or, you know, someone from the Middle East or someone from another country, but someone who should respect the country and know the language and be able to speak to the people of America, because this is an American thing. So I think it's very, very disappointing. I think I don't know if it's going to happen because people are very, very upset about this as well.
Well, T, I'm going to tell you, too, a lot of people I've seen on social media, and me being one of them, have tagged, the NFL speaking out, and I think that's what we should be doing. We see these social media posts weigh in, because they're noticing them and tag them. But people now are saying, we're going to find an alternative to the halftime show. We may watch the game. Some people are saying they're not going to watch it all. But some people are saying, okay, I'll watch the game, but I'm turning off the halftime show, and I'm going to go watch it. You know, and what people are saying is, let's watch performances from the Christian bands who played at Charlie Kirk's memorial. I mean, that's what people are saying on social media.
My understanding is, and I was talking about this the other day with Mary Rice Hansen when she was on my show. I think she was on the first hour on today, Thursday, Tuesday. I think there is actually an effort where the turning point is working on doing just that, trying to come up with some sort of a live stream that people can tune to as opposed to watching the Super Bowl. I think they're actually working on that right now, which would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, and to your point, you know, listen, the loud minority, T, has taken over this country for so long, and the silent majority are no longer silent. And I think that watching the aftermath of the horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk, where so many Christians have come out, not just in the United States, but other parts of the world, saying, enough. We're done. We are so done. And when they see other people doing it, they feel empowered to do the same thing. And, you know, and real journalists, and I've said this on social media the last few days, real journalists, if we had real journalists, we would have people investigating what happened in the last few years, because there's so many clips of Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats, like Clinton's, who have spoken out against immigration issues, the very thing that Trump is doing today. So what happened? What happened? Where are the reporters saying, why did you change? What caused you to switch so to the opposite end of the spectrum, really? And we don't have real journalists asking those questions of these politicians. In fact, I did see one, however. I saw one questioning Waters the other day and said, you know, why are you more for supporting illegal immigrants than you are for Americans? And she went ballistic on her. Just crazy on her. But we have to ask these questions, T.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, look, I saw a really good story today. I forget where I saw it. We were coming down to Rome to meet the group. Like, I was monitoring some stuff on the phone in preparation for our interview today. They were talking about, some of the conservative outlets were talking about the media with Jimmy Kimmel, how they were, Hollywood and the media were just so outraged when he was abruptly canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they said nothing about the free speech that is being attacked in other countries, especially in Great Britain right now. They went crazy because Kimmel was taken off basically because he lied on the air. And also because his ratings tanked, and they're back now, very, really, really low. But they say nothing, the secular media say nothing about what's happening in other parts of the world with real attacks on free speech. So I'm positive. I think that we're going to see continued pushback, because I think, as you said, people have had it. But I just think we have to keep it up. We can't rest on our laurels just because, for example, we've had some success with Dick Durbin agreeing not to accept this ridiculous award. I mean, it's just so frustrating. How could someone like him, who is just a staunch supporter of abortion and so many other things against church teaching, identifying himself as a Catholic, being recognized for, not that the award is ridiculous itself, but to give it to someone like him, and it's all about the dignity of people, apparently, related to immigration. Bishop Papraki said, wait a minute, how are you treating the most vulnerable in a dignified way when you support abortion in so many extreme ways. So, but I think we have to continue to speak up and not rest on our laurels. I think we are having an impact, I believe.
Amen to that, T. We ran out of time. Say hi to Kelly Walkris. Any last comments, please, for you before we let you go? About 30 seconds left.
I would ask people to pray for all of us on pilgrimage, and then I hope that people consider doing a pilgrimage with us at Corporate Travel. V, you've been on several. You know how great they are.
They're awesome.
And to just, keep speaking up respectfully and lovingly, but keep speaking the truth and love to make a difference, because we can all make a difference.
All right, T.T., say hi to Kelly and the whole crew there. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful trip.
You too. Ciao, ciao. Okay,
ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay with us, everyone. We got to take a break here in Epiphany on this Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Chambers with Your Choice Direct Care in Brighton. I provide primary care for all ages in full accord with church teachings. Memberships start at just $69 a month with 24/7 direct access, same or next day visits, no copays, and big savings on labs and meds. We don't work for insurance, but we work with most insurance and health share plans. Visit yourchoicedirectcare.com or call 810-224-5300 and get your first month free today.
Looking for a good book to read? Then check out the Epiphany Book Club, where Vanessa Denhagarmo and Jeff Kassab bring you a new book to discuss every month. Read along with us and then call in and join the discussion on the Epiphany Book Club. This month's book is Christ, Science, and Reason by Father Robert Spitzer. And the discussion will be on Friday, October 17th. Get your copy today in our online bookstore at AveMariaRadio.net.
If you're on Medicare, start saving with the $0 premium Trinity Health Plan of Michigan HMO. This doctor-designed Medicare Advantage plan offers $1,785 cash back per year in your Social Security check on select plans. Visit TrinityHealth65.com. Get more from this local plan that's on a mission to make Medicare better. You'll have easy access to our large network of providers, plus no referrals for in-network doctors and specialists. Enroll in this budget-friendly plan that can make healthcare easier for you. Visit TrinityHealth65.com for details. Trinity Health Plan of Michigan, HMO, is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Trinity Health Plan of Michigan depends on contract renewal. Benefits vary by county. Not all plans have cash back, $1,785.60 per calendar year, which is $148.80 per month. Copays and co-insurance vary by plan. To file a grievance, call 1-800-MEDICARE to file a complaint with Medicare. Other pharmacies, physicians, or providers are available in the plan's network.
Seems to be a little bit of a day of technical issues. Now we're having trouble connecting with our next guest, Timothy Pruse. It happens, you know, just pray about it. Timothy Pruse is the Wayne Chapter Director of Right to Life Lifespan, and he was supposed to be joining us. Hopefully we'll connect with him to talk about some of the events they have coming up. The Lifespan Cider Walks on October 4th, that is this weekend, and the National Life Chain on October 5th, also this weekend, and then Lifespan's Pro-Life Legislative Breakfast on October 18th. So those are just some of the events we were going to be talking with our next guest about here today, Timothy Pruse, but we're having a little bit of a difficulty connecting with him. So they do have a website, milifespan.org, milifespan.org, and then /events-2025. And there's a whole list of events, including their Christmas cards, Cider Walk, Lifespan, Autumn Pro-Life T-Shirt Day, National Pro-Life Cupcake Day, Legislative Breakfast on October 18th, Pro-Life Day of Silent Solidarity, Lights for Life Campaign, Michigan March for Life, Movement in Motion, Bus Trip to Washington, and then so much more. Anyway, they go into 2026 and include Be the Change training. So, again, this is milifespan.org, and that is what Timothy Pruse was going to talk to with us about today. We're going to try to connect with him, but right now we're having a little trouble. So I'm going to share some coach's commentary as we reflect on today's Catholic Daily Reflections, and see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my Heavenly Father. And that's in the Gospel of Matthew. The reality of angels is fascinating to most people, especially to children. The guardian angels, in particular, are often pictured in sacred art as walking hand in hand with children. And though this is true, they also walk hand in hand with each one of us throughout our lives. This is their sacred duty, given to God, given to them by God. And quoting St. Basil, the Catechism of the Catholic Church explains the existence of guardian angels by saying, from its beginning until death, human life is surrounded by their watchful care and intercession. Besides each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him to life. And I've been talking a lot about angels lately with my daughter and other people in our life, asking us to lean on our guardian angels. I've been doing that more and more in my life today, and encouraging my daughter and husband to do the same, as we set out to follow the will of God for our lives. Imagine an earthly sense that you had a personal bodyguard to look after you day and night throughout your life. Perhaps this invokes two different sentiments. First, it would most certainly comfort you when there's imminent danger around you. You would know you're not alone and that you would be kept safe from physical harm. Another sentiment is to invoke is that of a loss of personal privacy. If someone were watching over you day and night, you would always be aware of the watchful eye. Everything you said and did would be noticed. For some, this may not always be welcome. Why? Because this means they see all that you do, including your sin. Fear of judgment, the loss of personal privacy, and the like may be difficult to accept. But now imagine that this bodyguard is one who offers no judgment, acts with perfect love for you, keeps confidentiality with perfection, and cares only for your well-being. Though it may be hard to imagine that such a person could exist, the person does not exist in the person of your guardian angel. Your guardian angel is real, has a keen and powerful intellect, has a will perfectly united with the will of God, and was created for the single purpose of protecting you and leading you into the fulfillment of God's will. When you sin and stray, your guardian angel's only concern is to guide you back to God. When you are fearful or in trouble, your guardian angel's only care is to protect you and fill you with God's peace and courage. And though God could have provided you with all of these graces directly, without the mediation of an angel, he chose to do so through the mediation of a personal guardian angel. Only in heaven will we fully understand the profound depth of love, protection, and care given to us by these angelic beings. So let's reflect today upon the intimate knowledge that your guardian angel has for you and of you. As you ponder this reality, rejoice that someone knows you so well and loves you with a perfect love. This angel of yours not only loves you perfectly, but also has been entrusted with great power from God to protect you and shepherd you to the fulfillment of your life's mission. So prayerfully acknowledge the great gift that your guardian angel is to you and trust you more fully to this angelical mediation. So let's ask our guardian angels to guide and protect us and pray for us. And now we're going to connect with our next guest here on Epiphany. And very happy to welcome Timothy Prews. Timothy, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me, Vanessa. Great prayer, great day with the Feast of the Guardian Angels.
Yes, amen. We ask them for intercessory prayer. So let's talk about Right to Life Lifespan. And I know you have several events coming up. Give us a background of Right to Life Lifespan, and then we'll get into the events.
Absolutely. Right to Life Lifespan, we've been around all the way since 1970. So 55 years this year we've been around, and basically the missions throughout have been the same: to educate in order to protect life from conception until natural death. So we were founded at the time there was an upcoming referendum in 1972 in Michigan. We were founded to fight against that successfully, I might add, and then of course, Roe vs. Wade came in, so, and then the rest is history. We've been around for 55 years now, fighting abortion, assisted suicide when it rears its ugly head, and other related issues.
So, and you have a lot of opportunities for people to get involved in your work and participate, you know, collaborate with you. So tell us about some of the events coming up.
Absolutely. As your viewers probably know, October is Respect Life Month every year. And this year is certainly no different. So we have a lot of great events every October. And then there's one that's, we'll see. It's become probably going to become a semi-annual event at least. We'll see beyond that. So in terms of some annual events we have upcoming, we have a fundraiser called the Cider Walk, which is this Saturday at 12:30 p.m. in Livonia. And the Cider Walk, the serve cider and donuts and t-shirts to participants who donate or collect pledges and walk with us. And the CIDER of that stands for Children in Utero Deserve Equal Rights. So it's kind of a play on that, plus the serving of the cider and donuts. So that's a great event. We walk in Livonia. It's at St. Rafka Church in Livonia is where we meet. And then from there, we walk along Farmington Road. There's a Planned Parenthood in Livonia near the Farmington Road and 5 miles. So we walk past that, pause for prayer, and then the group walks back. So this is a, it's really, as long as we carry life change signs with us, definitely the American flags, and it's really more of a celebratory or kind of family-friendly event, obviously, except for, you know, the when we walk past Planned Parenthood, excuse me, we pause and pray. But definitely something that's welcome for all ages. If you're not a walker, you're welcome to hang out at the park. We basically set up, there's a nice lawn outside of St. Raft where we basically set up when the weather's nice, as it's supposed to be this year.
Mm-hmm. So you have that coming up. That's a wonderful opportunity, and the weather's been beautiful, so let's enjoy that. And it's going to be in the 80s this weekend, so there's no excuse, Timothy, not to participate in this walk. You don't even need a raincoat or even a light jacket. It's going to be so beautiful out. You also had the Life Chain on October 5th. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Life Chain is actually a national event across the United States and sites in Canada as well. That's been going for quite a while now. I believe it's something like the 35th year, somewhere around there. In the Metro Detroit area, so we don't take credit for running it, but in the Metro Detroit area, we help to publicize it. And basically, locations call the office and we'll add them to the flyer and publicize that church or that particular site, as far as, you know, intersection, crossroads, is a Life Chain site. So, and basically, Life Chain is all about just taking an hour after Mass, or after Mass for our audience, after church for our Protestant brethren, and going outside to one of those locations. And like I said, there's over 30 that Lifespan promotes, and then plus there are other groups in the area that promote other Life Chains. And basically, it's a prayerful hour spent. The idea is you silently hold a Life Chain sign. We give witness to the passing traffic with the signs, and usually it's accompanied by either silent individual prayer. A lot of the Life Chain sites host rosaries that the group prays while out there. And pretty much, you know, it largely depends on the location, the specific time that's out there. Some locations, the sponsoring church will have it after their latest service. So that's the best way to look at that, and all the events, by the way, I'm sure we'll repeat this, but is you can find all of these events and the information on them and ways to register at milifespan.org. Mm-hmm. So MI, you know, short for Michigan, so MILifespan spelled out .org. MILifespan.org.
Okay, and we have a couple minutes left with you here. And tell us a little bit, Timothy, about the pro-life legislative breakfast on the 18th and how can people participate in that?
Absolutely, and that's kind of our premier educational event of the fall season is our annual legislative breakfast, or sometimes it's a luncheon. This year we are doing a legislative breakfast. It's Saturday, October 18th. Registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. and the event will run from 9 to 11 a.m. And that's at the St. Genevieve St. Maurice Church Activity Center, which is on Jamison Street in Livonia. And basically, that event will have a couple speakers. Our keynote speaker is Karen Moore, and Karen's the executive director of Sanctum House. Mm. So, if anyone's unfamiliar with Sanctum House, the work they do, they're based out of Oakland County, but the work they do, they're a 24-month integrated care safe house for adult women who are victims of human trafficking in Michigan. They provide, like I said, health care, life skills training, educational opportunities, spiritual and employment opportunities to the women they work with. And it's also a group that's involved heavily in educating legislators on the issue, especially at the state capitol in Lansing. So we're very excited to have Karen Moore with us, and she'll focus on the issue of human trafficking in Michigan. And obviously, it's really the first time we've had a big educational event featuring human trafficking or just to educate our audience about human trafficking, because, of course, it is tied in with the life issues that human trafficking, a lot of times there's forced or coerced abortions that go along with that industry, as well as just obviously, you know, basically it's modern slavery, essentially. So,
yeah.
So definitely a violation of the human dignity of us all.
Yeah, and the education component is so invaluable. And what would you say, I'm a big proponent in the invitation and inviting people to events like this to educate other people in our community and our families about what's going on. What would you say to people about inviting somebody as a way to evangelize the faith?
Yeah, it's an issue that, you know, in talking to a lot of our membership, a lot of involved pro-lifers even, it's an issue that it's going on in our backyard. I'm certainly in this area of Southeast Michigan, and a lot of us have no idea. We don't really know, you know, what would we look for? How is this happening in our modern society? I've heard a lot of people ask that question. So I think this is a very, very important. It'll be a very interesting and educational, you know, obviously also sad in some ways, but a very interesting and educational opportunity to learn about what is going on in our own backyard with human trafficking and what we can do to support those who are survivors of it, support those who are involved in it right now, as well as to put an end to the practice.
Timothy Prue is here with us, Wayne Chapter Director of Rights to Life, Lifespan. Thank you for being with us, Timothy. Give out your website one more time before we let you go.
All right. Our website again is milifespan.org. So MILIFESPAN.org. And the last thing I just want to throw out there for the audience is, again, not an event that we are alone doing by any means, but the Michigan March for Life is back this year on Thursday, November 6th. And we are offering buses, and these are free buses. They're supported by a generous donor, but we're offering free buses from 7 locations around Metro Detroit with a round trip to the state capitol for the event surrounding the Michigan March and back. Mm. So if you're unsure about where to park up in Lansing, unsure you want to, you know, go up there yourself and unsure what's going to go on and you want to join a group, please, again, go to milifespan.org and register for one of those bus locations for the Michigan March for Life.
Timothy, thank you so much for being with us. God bless you and all that you do.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. It's an honor to be on always, and God bless your audience.
Thank you. Stay with us, everyone. Jack Ursulo will be with us. He's going to be talking with us about the Anything is Possible speaker series. Don't go away.
A wedding is a day. A marriage is a lifetime. Are you engaged to be married or know someone who is? Catholic Engaged Encounter invites engaged couples to a weekend retreat November 1st and 2nd at the Maryville Retreat Center in Holland. Experience real-life stories from married couples and enjoy private time to reflect and share as a couple. Learn more at midmichigan.engagedencounter.com. That's midmichigan.engagedencounter.com.
Is your child struggling with math or reading? Want to boost their grades and confidence? Hi, this is Ed Bahura. Welcome to Sylvan Learning Centers, where success is just a session away. With 45 years of experience, Sylvan Learning offers help in reading, math, college prep, and much more, with flexible schedules, affordable rates, and interest-free financing. Enroll today and watch your child's confidence soar. Catch up, keep up, and get ahead. Call 1-800-EDUCATE.
The doctor is in. In Ann Arbor, don't miss this chance to join Dr. Ray's studio audience for tapings of his hit TV show, Living Right with Dr. Ray.
The live audience makes the show.
The tapings are October 28th and 29th, 2 shows each night at 5:30 and 7:15 p.m. All shows are at Russell Video in Ann Arbor, and the cost is free.
Without the audience, there is no show.
Just sign up at AveMariaRadio.net.
Very much would love to see you.
Beacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of M59 and in Livonia. Beacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board-certified dermatologists and fellowship-trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Beacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900.
And we're back here on Epiphany on this Thursday afternoon, October 7th. And joining us is a returning guest of Epiphany and Ave Maria Radio. Jack Crisula is with us, president of Trust in Us, LLC, and the founder of Anything is Possible speaker series, and you have a wonderful speaker coming up this month. Jack, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me again, Vanessa.
Always a pleasure. So let's talk about this next speaker, and I'm a huge fan, so tell our listeners what this speaker is going to be addressing and who he is.
Well, he's a great young priest. We all know him, Father Steve Matea. He's currently working with campus ministry at Oakland University, Wayne State, and U of M Dearborn, and his topic is going to be Don't Look Back, Living the Exodus.
Mm.
It's Thursday, October 9th. We start with the rosary at 6:30, as we always do, Vanessa. Father speaks at 7. It's at St. John's Resort in the Monarch Ballroom, their new great masterful ballroom.
Oh, it's a ballroom. It's absolutely beautiful. And so, you know, when speakers are chosen or when you go out and speak, do they pick the topics, Jack? Is this something you discuss with them? So tell us how
They pick the topics.
Okay. So Don't Look Back, Living the Exodus. That'll be an interesting conversation. And what does that mean? Obviously, he'll be addressing what that means to all of us, right?
Yes, how we can put that in our lives currently today.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so important. One of the things that all the speakers do so brilliantly, Jack, is they apply a lot of biblical teachings and the catechism of the Catholic Church. You've had so many speakers to what's going on in the world today and how we can apply these teachings to everyday life. Right?
Yes, and we just have to live out our life. This is a little diversion, but I heard this morning, Vanessa, that the members of that Latter-day Saints Church in Grand Blanc were that demented, sick veteran, you know, did the unbelievable thing. Well, those church members, who have no church anymore, have raised $225,000 to donate to the man's widow and his son.
Wow.
The widow and son of the guy that did that atrocity. I mean,
wow.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Wow. What a testament to our Christian faith of forgiveness and taking that to a whole nother level, Jack. And we saw this. This is what I love about your speaker series, right? Because we look at these issues. I know we pivot a little bit, but it really ties into what we're talking about here. You know, in Erica Kirk forgiving the man who killed her husband, you know, and so, you know, when we hear these talks, they affirm for us what we're supposed to do as Christians in the face of adversity and actually evil sometimes that we've been witnessing.
Yes. And then somebody does that unbelievable act, and look at Tim Allen, you know, the great comedian from here in town.
Yeah.
And he sees that and he says, 50 years ago, a drunk driver killed my dad.
Yeah.
I've never forgiven the man. I've decided I'm going to forgive that man that killed my dad. So one little act from any of us can change so many lives, Vanessa. So many lives.
You know, and in speaking of this speaker series, to the point of what's going on, we know that post the assassination, and Teresa and I were just talking about this a few minutes ago, so much goodness have come out of that evil, including people returning to church. I'm going to charge people like I always do here, Jack, and say, take somebody with you to hear Father Steve Matea speak next week. This is your way of evangelizing the faith. This is your way of helping to bring people back to the church. And this is a very soft entry into evangelization. It doesn't take much. Invite them to dinner and say, come with me to listen to Father Steve Matea. You know, what would you say about that, Jack?
Well, one, it's free. There's no registration. As you know, at the end of the night, we give you the world's greatest carrot cake cupcakes for free.
Yeah.
And you'll walk out of there inspired, and your friends will say, thank you for bringing me. Thank you for bringing me. Let's go to the next one that Jack's got on November 3rd. Okay. So that's what will happen.
Yeah. And then you design these, you know, as a way to evangelize the faith, to bring others to Christ. I mean, I know that your intention was to do something, you know, good, just like your show, Anything Is Possible. There's so much negativity in the world, and your goal is to highlight the positive, to boost up our spirit and to see joy in the world. You know, Connie, can you elaborate on that with Jack, your intent with everything that you've been doing with the speaker series?
Well, God has blessed me to have 1,060 unbelievable guests these last 21 years on the WJR, Anything Is Possible. And he said, Jack, I want you to bring a world-class speaker every month. And that was 5 years ago. The results have been unbelievable. God selects the speakers. God gets me the speakers. And
yeah,
nobody has walked out of any of them without being inspired and a little more hopeful in their steps, Vanessa.
Yeah. So again, Father Steve Madeja is going to be joining Jack Rasula at the Anything Is Possible speaker series coming up October 9th at the beautiful St. John Resort and the beautiful banquet hall. And rosaries at 6:30. Father Steve takes to the stage at 7. And this is a true collaboration, Jack, with, you know, us here at Ave Maria Radio, but this couldn't be done without the sponsors. Can you kind of just do a shout out to those people that help you with this work?
Well, Ave Maria Radio, also corporate travel. John Hale has helped me get a lot of the guests. All right. Tim Shannon and his wife, Tim and Shan, pro-life partners. The Catholic Foundation of Michigan, St. John's Resort, and the Father Robert E. Burke Memorial Fund. Those are the sponsors. And I thank them. They've been loyal, and we could not have done it without them.
Yeah. Amen to that. Jack, any last words before we let you go here in Epiphany about the speaker series?
Father Steve Madeja, October 9th, 6:30 p.m., St. John's Resort. Free, no registration, free world's greatest carrot cupcakes at the end. God bless.
God bless you, Jack. Always a pleasure to have you on. Father Steve Madeja speaking October 9th on Thursday. Don't Look Back, Living the Exodus. Father Steve is a priest of the Archdiocese of Detroit, ordained May 26, 2012. He is currently serving in a role as campus ministry chaplain across the Archdiocese of Detroit, including Oakland University at St. John Fisher Parish, Wayne State University of Our Lady of the Rosary, University of Michigan Dearborn, and other campuses. Previously, he has been served as St. Mary Mystical Rose, Armada, and St. Augustine Richmond, Holy Family in Memphis, St. Francis, St. Maximilian, and Ray Township, St. Francis Cabrini, and Allen Park, Divine Grace, and so many other churches. He's incredible. I love him. He's a wonderful speaker, and hopefully we'll be able to get him on. I know he couldn't make this interview with us here today, but I'd love to have him on, even if it's after his talk. Father Steve, if you're listening, we'd love to have you back on here on Epiphany. Even if it's after your talk on October 9th, we'd love to get a recap of that talk as well. So again, Father Steve Madeja, October 9th at St. John's Resort in Plymouth. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be in fellowship, to evangelize, to share faith with other people by inviting them to attend with you. There are a couple wonderful restaurants right there on the St. John campus, that resort campus right there inside the resort. There's a steakhouse. I believe there's an Irish pub restaurant. There's, I think, three different restaurants, if I'm not mistaken. So go to dinner and make the most of it. As always, we remind you, our listeners, the A, B, and 3 C's, always be connecting, communicating, and collaborating with your Catholic community. We are your local Catholic radio station. Don't go away. Coming up next is Dr. Ray.